these will be instantaneous healing. So just sit back and relax. Remember, the light ship is what created you. It's the same light ship that Jesus used for his ascension teachings and healings 2,000 years ago. So you don't have to have any type of belief system. Just being where you are and listening in will facilitate the healings. And you may want to scroll down on your screen, click on our show tonight, and click on, you know, Creation Light Ship Healings, and scroll down slightly to get this beautiful light beam, and we'll charge her up a little bit later on here. And we have a wonderful evening. We're going to be doing work with our spirit tonight. So we'll see if our co-host is on, Sylvia. She's a holistic practitioner. She has had many holistic health food restaurants, so if anyone would like to inquire or use her services, she's available. So here she is.
Hi, Ron. Thank you for that lovely introduction, and hello, everyone. We're so happy that you're here listening with us tonight, and we're excited because there's going to be some very nice healing experiences for you to enjoy this evening. And we would like to invite you to go ahead and call in during the first half of the show. If you have a question for Ron or something you'd like to comment on, or if you have a special healing request, we welcome your calls, and the phone numbers to call are listed on the BBS Radio website right there. For the late night program, it's toll-free 877-270-8714 in the U.S. and 888-861-3519 in Canada. So if you'd like to call, please go ahead and call anytime in the first half of the show or so, up until the point where we go up to the Creation Light Ship. And tonight we'll be talking for our topic about a subject which was brought to us from the Creation Light Ship last month or so. They basically, you know, posed the question, how close are you to your own spirit? Do you walk with your spirit every day as you go through life? Do you talk with your spirit, commune with your spirit? Do you love your spirit? And it's something that's very important, and important to the whole ascension process. So a lot of the healings that Ron does are specifically for the purpose of making it more possible for you to connect with your own divinity, your own spirit, integrate your spirit with your body for healing. And I think on that note, we'll start right out with the healings. And we're going to start tonight with basically doing an entity clearing to help everyone, I'll let Ron explain it, but to help everyone get more in their bodies by getting the entities out that would keep you from being fully in your body, and doing a soul retrieval. So over to you, Ron, for the healing.
Okay, so yeah, you have to have your body cleared out, because remember, your spirit can only come into so much of you. And if you have entities there, it's like having a glass of water that's filled up. So you can only bring in as much spirit energy as you can. And if you have entities there, they'll hold the space where your spirit would normally be. So that's just kind of how this, what the system works here. So we're just doing some clearing now. I'm just clearing away energies out of everyone that's listening. And this work on the archives also. So nothing for you to do. Just sit back and relax. And most people kind of feel sometimes chills go through their body. They may feel aches and pains actually leave them when the entities leave. You may just feel a little bit lighter. And you may have thoughts that maybe have been recycling in your mind from the entities, and all of a sudden your mind becomes quiet and still. So right now we're just doing some more releasing here. And right now we're going to bring back more of your spirit fragments. Remember, each moment in time, if you're home and you're looking out of your eyes, your spirit is doing that, then at that point, if you have any traumas, that little part of you leaves. Then the next moment in time comes up. And if you're still involved with the situation, say of arguing with somebody, well, that little part of you will leave. And then maybe you have a 5-minute argument. Well, each moment in time, parts of you start leaving because your spirit cannot and will not come into these low-level densities that is not love energy. So anything that is judgmental energy is where your spirit cannot come in. So you want to be in the mode of discernment more than judgment. So I'm going to bring more of you into your body now. So just sit there, and your spirit knows how to come in. Normally they come in through the crown chakra or maybe your heart center or and your heart center. So it just depends. Whatever it wishes to do, it knows a proper way to come into your body. So we're going to just count to 10 and bring you more home here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And like I mentioned in other shows, I do clear your spirit before it comes back into your body. It has to be cleared, otherwise it won't come back in. So it's put back into neutral again. And we're taking out some more entities out of you. And normally when I do this for people on the shows here, you probably double or at least double to maybe triple your spirit energy in your body. So like I say, normally most people are about 20% of their bodies and 80% entities. So you're going to be probably at least 50% or more in your body. You're going to feel more comfortable in your body. You're going to feel more solid. And you're just going to feel like you have spiritual energy with you. Or before you might feel a little scattered. So we're still releasing energies from you right now. Okay, now we're going to bring back your spirit fragments. So we're, in a sense, looking throughout the universe. The light ship is doing this for you, the creation light ship. And we're gathering up the bits and pieces of you that left from pain and trauma and fear, anxieties, you know, how emotions are here. And here we go. And doing a cleansing on your individual fragments here. And now you're ready to come back into your body more. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. A lot of you feel very good. You feel like you're at least half in your bodies now. And that's very, very good. From what I could tell, typically with most people, once you're over halfway in your body, you kind of understand, you know, more about who you are. Until you reach half of who you are, then the entities are running around, and you kind of lose your identity. So here we go. I'm going to bring more of you into your body right now. Like what I said before, we're cleansing your spirit from all these densities. Remember, it mimics you. So whatever you have, say, wrong with you, it has the same problem. And so if you have a headache, it has a headache. So you have to clear it so that it's complete. Perfect in wholeness. So here we go. Coming back into your body now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we're now going to do some healing with your spirit. We're going to put your spirit in through your feet. And then it comes up through your ankles and knees and waist. And like we mentioned before in other shows, your spirit really doesn't want to be here because of all the traumas. And we're going to put you in. So it'll come into the top of you. We're going to put you in through your feet. This way your lower part of your body, your lower extremities, will have additional healing. So we're going to take you out of your body momentarily, integrate the old with the new. There we go. Put you back in your body properly now. There we go. Now you're in your body properly. If anyone felt a change in energy in their body or they feel like an energy shift, that was because you're in your body improperly. Your spirit came in with a crash landing probably and came in crooked or upside down or sideways. So right now you're in your body properly. So we're going to take you out and put you in through your feet, bottom of your feet, coming up, ankles, knees, waist, and there we go. You're in completely now and take you out again, same process, coming in through your feet. And you should feel your circulation kind of getting a little better in your legs now. You're going to feel a warmth probably. Some people who are completely cut off from their spirit in the lower parts of their feet and ankles and legs will have maybe numbness possibly because you don't have any spirit energy there for healing. And you may feel cold all the time. So this is now going to be helping you with that process here. And you're coming in and out and 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 in and out. and in and out and in and out. Okay, there we go. So you can just sit there for a little bit here and kind of feel how it is to be in your body more fully. And we're going to do a little exercise here. This is if you wish to do this yourself. I'm going to put you into your body so that you're going to be turned around 180 degrees. And the reason why we're doing this is so you can know yourself how it is to be in your body improperly. So a lot of times people call me up and I do this for them and they go, wow, you know, I've been this way or I felt this way for a long time and now I feel, you know, that I'm doing really good because I can see forward now. I have all my psychic abilities in front of me and place it behind me. Or they say, yeah, I remember how I used to be this way, you know. So here we go. I'm going to take you out of your body and your spirit, with your permission, is going to turn around 180 degrees and now you're coming back in again. And what you're going to notice is that you're going to have a lot of intuitive intuition behind you, like your psychic radar is behind you. And there's not much in front of you, maybe about 20% in front of you and the other 80% behind you. And you may feel a little strange. I'm going to take you out now and turn you around again 180 degrees and put you in the way you're supposed to be in your body. So you're coming in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Perfect. So now it takes probably about 15 seconds to have your body readjust here. And now you should feel perfectly fine. I'm going to do one other type of session here with this, maybe two other ones. I'm going to turn you 90 degrees to the right. This is just so you can have information so you can know if you're in your body improperly, because you can ask your spirit to re-enter yourself to come in properly when this happens to you. So here we go. I'm going to take you out, and I'm going to turn you 90 degrees to your right. And turning 90 degrees, coming back in. Now you're in your body. And you should notice that you may feel kind of heavy on the right side of you. The left side is like kind of like open space, air. Not much intuitive information over there. No more psychic radar, but to the right of you, you have lots of it. And we're going to take you out again and turn you around properly. So your spirit's facing forward and coming back in again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 there. Like I said, it takes normally about, you know, up to 15 seconds to have your body reintegrate with your spirit energy over again. So I'm going to try one other thing for you. I'm going to put you in so that you're doing like a true crash landing. And this is where your head is going to be at your feet and your spirit's feet will be at your head. So this is if you want to do this or not. It's always good to feel this. We'll correct you afterwards. So here we go, coming out. And you're going to have your spirit do like a nice dive into your body, head first here. So here it comes. Coming in. There, now you're in your body with your head down by your feet. And it may seem kind of musty down there. So now you know how it feels. We'll take you out. There we go. And turn you around and put you back in properly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There. So I'm doing this because it's a tool for you to understand how you can be in your body wrong and still function, but you might be functioning totally the way you want to function during your life or during you know, the time that you're in your body improperly. I did this to one lady, and she was in her body wrong for probably about 15 years. And she couldn't believe how much better she felt. And she knew the exact day that she came into her body wrong, but she didn't know what to do about it. So anyone out there has this experience or can really feel the difference, I wouldn't mind just having a phone call from you just to share with others how you felt and how you sensed this healing. I'm going to do another spirit healing, and I don't mind stopping the healing for the phone call. So I'm going to do a healing now for people. Since we have your spirit pretty much in your body, if anyone has a problem with maybe shoulders or elbows, wrist, carpal tunnel or something, or just an ache or pain, what we're going to do now is concentrate a lot of your spirit energy in that area. So what I want you to do now is to just think of this area in your arms, in hands and fingers that you want to have healing done, and we're going to increase more of your spirit energy there to have your spirit do some healing work with you. So here we go. I'm going to bring some more of you into your body, and I'll just count to 10 as you're thinking your thoughts of what you want to have healed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So what I'm doing as I count, I'm taking your spirit in and out of your body at a very, very quick rate. So it's kind of like cleaning off a table with food on it or residue. So you have a sponge and you wipe it off once, and then you rinse it off with water in a sense, and then you do it again, and you do it again, and you do it again. Because each time your spirit reenters your body in that particular moment, it's going to take on the exact imprint of you. So if it received like a 1% healing, it'll be 1% less to heal. So each time you're taking out, I'm doing a healing with you and putting you back in again. Remember, you have to always seal your spirit first. This is the way the divine works. So there's another tool for you here. And we're going to now work with your, we'll work with your feet and ankles right now. So again, just think of a condition that you might have. It could be anything that you're dealing with. And here we go. And you're going to start to come into your body more in these areas. We're directing your spirit there more so. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So now you can kind of feel your legs probably tingle more, your ankles and your feet. And now we're going to be doing an exercise going up your legs to your waist. This will include your knees and your thighs. So again, just think of what you have to do right now, what you want to have healed. Going to bring more of your spirit into your body. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. Does someone come on for a call here? Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And now we're going to go to your waist area, and we'll work with internal organs right now. So, again, think the thoughts that you'd like to have healed, different parts of your body, different areas. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll do it a few more times here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So now we're going to be working with, we'll do the skin on your body, okay? So if you have any skin conditions, just think of that right now. And again, request your healing. And we're going to bring your spirit into these areas now. So here we go. Remember, the divine always sees you as perfect. So your spirit sees you as perfect, moment by moment. So you have to request your healings. This is so very, very important. So if you understand that fully, you're going to realize why maybe you've only asked one time for a healing and it's only worked once, but it wasn't what you really wanted. And so you want to keep asking and asking. And the healing also is, you know, determined by how much spirit you have in your body and along with how much emotional baggage you have released, which caused your problem to begin with. So if you have a lot of emotions, then chances are the emotions will be taking the energy from you, from the healing, and it will be diluted immensely. So here we go. This is for skin conditions. It could be anything, athlete's feet. It could be for rashes, whatever you have that you want to have healing with. Your spirit's going to help you with that right now. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'm going to keep on going here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. How are you doing, Sylvia?
Really good. It's very interesting to feel each one of those areas as their energy is concentrated there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I have some tingles in my body different places from this here, so. You have any tingles?
Yeah, tingles and also warmth. You know, like when we concentrated in the feet and ankles, that area got very warm and there was pulsing energy through there, and then up in the knees, same thing. And then again with the skin, I felt a lot of tingles on the skin.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to do another healing here. We're going to work with, we'll work with energies, we'll say in your neck, up to your head here. So if you have any concerns there, maybe like a toothache or sinus conditions or something, eyes, ears, nose, just to request your healing now. So we're going to empower your spirit now to go to these areas. And like I said, we have to clean your spirit each time I do this, so I'm having the light beings do this many times for us. Each time I count a number, you're actually probably clearing your spirit about 1,000 times. So this you can do yourself too. This may take longer. But here we go. But it's a tool for you to know how to work with your spirit, because your spirit, you know, is like the sleeping giant. If you don't call upon it, it can't really do anything. So this is why you want to connect always with your spirit. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Any areas that we may have missed, Sylvia? I think we'll do, we did internal organs, but let's kind of be a little more specific here. We'll work with your male and female organs, okay? So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, I'm going to do some more here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So let's see where else we're going to go with this here. Like I said before, each show is live here. I don't have any script in front of me, so I'm just kind of reading energies here. And the light ship is giving me information on what to do next here, so let me ask here. Well, they want us to bring in colored frequencies. So they're first showing me the color frequency of the violet flame energy. So this is probably Saint Germain's energy here. So here comes the violet energy. It's very, very beautiful. It's very vibrant. It's like iridescent. It sparkles. Just very, very nice energy. So I'm going to bring in the violet energy into your living room. So here it comes. So I use the word stronger to command the energy to your room. So here we go. Stronger, 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 stronger. Remember, all healing and anything that you do with spiritual energy is a command. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you feel the energy, that's wonderful. If you don't feel it or sense it, it's okay. It's still with you. So normally men are like 1%, which is 1% can feel. And women are about 50-50. So if you can feel, that's wonderful. So here we go. We're going to bring in another color frequency. They're showing me gold energy from the light ship. And this is the pure energy from the light ship. It's not being diluted down through dimensions or anything else. It's coming directly from the light ship to you. The true essence of these colors. So here it comes. Stronger, golden energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And next they want me to bring in green energy. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So again, you can ask this energy for healing. This conscious energy, even though it's a colored frequency. There is spirit energy with this, so it has to be conscious if it has a spirit in there, so it'll help do some healing with you with the particular color frequency that's coming into your room. And how are you doing, Sylvia?
Oh, I'm doing great. That just feels absolutely wonderful.
How's your plant?
Very, very nice. My plants, I'll tell you, you know, since I've been having these experiences with the different masters and divine energies coming in, my plants are just going crazy. I have roses that are about triple the size that they usually are on my rose bushes, and very lots of blossoms on my other plants. And so it's just a lot of color and a lot of beautiful. The plants inside and outside are doing wonderful.
That's great. So also benefit by these energies coming into your space, your house, your living room, wherever you are. The dark energies or entities, we'll just call it that way, don't like this high-frequency energy, and so they leave. So you get like a free house clearing here. So this is wonderful. So anyway, it's a byproduct of just you tuning in to the radio.
You know, I had, I've had a lot of birds show up that also I hadn't seen in the past, like hummingbirds in my yard every day, and bluebirds, I think they're blue jays, and a whole bunch of birds that haven't come to my yard before are all showing up.
That's great. So I'm going to activate the beautiful light screen, you know, on your screen right now, on your monitor screen. And if you don't have her in front of you, then just, you know, go to my show tonight or any one of my shows and click on Creation Lightship Healing. And then scroll down slightly and you can see this beautiful light beam there. And we're going to be activating her right now. And so what we're doing is we're bringing in her divine essence energy. This is her first incarnation upon the light ship. People have asked me who these beings are, and you know, there's many beings that are here talking from the light ship, and this is their first incarnation, the first creation energy, so that they incarnated first to the light ship. And what will happen is, after the ascension process, they'll go to where they need to go to, and they'll take their physical form that they have on the light ship to that particular planet or wherever that would be. And so we're seeing them in their true form before they're actually incarnated elsewhere. So that these are actually divine beings. And once they leave the light ship, they will never return back to it. They can go back to their home base energy, which is outside of the light ship, but they'll never come back into the light ship itself. So here we go. We're going to be doing some energy charging here. I shouldn't use the word never. It's possible that they could be doing what I'm doing also, at the end of the ascension time. So I'll leave it open for them. But typically, once you're created, you never go back to source. You go back to home base energy. So here we go. She's starting to activate right now, she's telling me. And you might watch her eyes. And what I find is very fascinating is that the eyes will actually track you if you move your head back and forth on your monitor. I did that today earlier with a young man at my booth. And I charged up the light beam. And he watched her, and his eyes got really big. And he's probably, I would say, about maybe 6 or 7. And then I had him walk in front of the photo, and naturally she was tracking him, looking at him, smiling, you know. He liked it a lot. And so did his mother. So it was, they had a nice experience here with the love energy coming from her. So she's generating a lot of love right now. You may feel this energy into your heart center. And we're going to drop you down to your heart center now so you can have a better experience of this here. Instead of doing all the shows normally. So, again, I'll just explain it to you. It's very simple. Just visualize if you would, but don't go out of your body. This is not a meditation. Visualize your forehead, we'll say, being your waking consciousness. And your heart is where you want to be. So your 10th floor is on your head. First floor is in your heart. I'm going to drop you right down here. So you can be with your spirit. And this is so your, in a sense, your ego watches your spirit this way, or your waking consciousness. So this is how you want to live your life, is to merge these two together. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And this the light ship is doing for you, opening up these beautiful channels for you so you can understand what's happening with your spirit, so you can reconnect later on in your life. So here we go again. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And one more time, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go. Now you should feel like your thoughts are coming from your chest area, from your heart center. This is where you really want to live your life if you can possibly stay there. It's a challenge on this on the earth plane here, but this is where you want to be. And this is where you get your true spiritual information that's 100%, you know, in the light, because your spirit is 100% in the light, and this is where you want to be. You don't want to be in your head getting the illusion and other energies of entities coming in talking to you. So how do you feel, Sylvia?
Feel wonderful, and speaking about the, you know, being in our hearts and also being in our bodies, you know, so that we can be connected and receive our guidance and our spiritual truth. We did something, I think, the other day, last week on the air, where we, the light ship actually gave people the experience of what it felt like when they were newborn and they were 100% in their body, and I was wondering if we could do that tonight.
Well, that sounds good. So, let me get some of the light beings to help us with this here. Okay, so I got to see how the format's going to be here. Okay, what they're going to do is just increase your energy, and they're going to, in a sense, for languaging, which may not be the right process, but they're going to take you back to your birth. And even though your body's where it is now, it'll be kind of like it's your birth time, and you're going to be able to experience and feel that energy. So this may not be exactly what's happening, but for, like I said, for us to language, this is the concept that they told me to tell you. So here we go. So I'm just going to count back I'll count from 20 down to 1 backwards. And at that point, you'll be at your birth energy, which will be 100% of you in your body. And you're going to, and you won't have any judgments because your spirit doesn't judge at that point. So you're going to be able to see how it is to be without emotions and to feel this divine energy of you. So here we go. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And right now you're at your birth time. So they're taking away the emotional traumas that you've had in your whole lifetime right now. And you should be in your heart center, and you should feel very nice. And they're also going to now take away some of the control that we have here from our thoughts, external mind control. And they're going to hold that space for you for maybe a minute or two here, so you can experience what it is like to be completely in spirit. Remember, this is the job of the Galactic Federation to do this for you. You shouldn't have any external stimulus here from mind control off-planet. This is how they actually are betraying us now. Okay. Here we go. How does that feel, everyone? Including you, Sylvia.
Oh, it's a very, very peaceful, wonderful feeling. Wow, it's just, it's hard to describe, but I feel very, you know, just very calm, very centered, very happy, in a sense, just very peaceful. And nothing, you know, nothing's wrong. Nothing's bothering me in any way at all. It just feels very good.
Mm-hmm. So, we'll now have the light being do her healing with you here. So, she's fully activated. You should feel this love energy from her going to you. And she'll connect to your heart center. And what you can do now is, if you wish, just request a healing again. And she'll do what she can do for you. It depends how much emotional blockages you have in your body to facilitate the healing. Remember, I said that the blockages or entities can take away your healing. And so it's one of those densities that you want to shed yourself with. That's why I do the emotional clearing for $5 for each year of your life. So here we go. She's activated now. And you should feel this beautiful, warm energy from the divine coming into you. This light being is one of the daughters on the light ship. She was seen physically on the ship by a lady who was an artist. And she drew her in real time as this light being, in a sense, posed for her. And I feel a lot of love energy coming to me. This is very, very, just very nice. Takes away all the tension of the day. And you can ask her for guidance if you like. Remember, you're still in your heart center. And she'll also communicate with you if you can get that channel opened up. If you're inside of your head, then you don't want to be there. You want to be in your heart. You might have symbols coming to you. You might have pictures, which your mind will interpret. Remember, your mind should be in your heart center. And we're going to bring in some more energy. We already brought in the gold frequency, so we're going to bring in the energy of pink, which is like a loving energy. So here comes pink into your living rooms, or bedrooms, wherever you are. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 stronger. There you go. And like we mentioned before, there's no belief system that you really need to have. The creation lightship created you. These are the divine beings that are helping you now for the healing process. So just showing up is all that you need to do. And we'll do another clearing here for everyone. I'll give you a sample again. As I do on each show, a sample of the emotional clearing. So if you happen to be tuning into each day, just know that you're going back a few days at a time more on the clearing. So you should feel really good about your last month or so of clearings if you've been on for a month of time. So you shouldn't have much baggage at all. And you can feel the energy leave you as you're having more and more of these clearings done. And you should be more in the light now because you've had these clearings. And you should find that not too much is going to be bothering you. Because each time you go up to the light ship or have this work done to you down here, you are involved with these divine beings. And that's who is doing work for you. And this baggage will start to slowly, you know, come off of you. So here we go. This is an emotional clearing going from this point in time right now in the now. Remember, the light only works in the now. Everything else is illusion. So here we go. This moment in time, back to your last birthday. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next year back for one full year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, one full year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more time. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay. What I'm going to do for everyone, since you all have had past lives, more than likely, I'm going to go back and just do a clearing quite a ways back. I'm going to go back to 10,000 B.C. And some of you may have energy there. A lot of this energy is kind of dormant inside of your bodies. So we're going to just see if you have any effects on that. So I'm going to go back a little bit of time here. So 10,000 B.C., sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And if you're yawning, it means that you have energy there. Okay, now we're going to go back 100 years more. So 10,100. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 10,200. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 10,300. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more time. This would be 500, I believe. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. There we go. So I just did a gentleman the other day, and he went back to over 60,000 years B.C. I think it was 62,000. So it's quite something. So he's the oldest record keeper so far here that I've dealt with. And then I had to go back an additional time from other planets in order to clear him too, which is very unusual. And I'm trying to think what I actually did with that here. I think we went back, if I'm not mistaken, probably about 10,000 years. And he could feel the energies leave his body from other planets, other places. So anyway, we'll just continue on here. So we're going to go to the light ship, and these clearings now, you can listen to them if you're on the archives, but they will not work on the archives because I don't want anybody to go or think they're going to the light ship and to be abducted by the Galactic Federation's negative ships that are out there. Remember, the Federation is only 35% of the light right now. And there's 65% of the darkness, and they're allowing these negative ET ships to come here and to abduct people still. So if the Federation was in 100% harmony in the light, then I wouldn't be saying this. So this is, I have to mention this each time because I don't want you trying to go to the light ship because you won't be able to go there. You have to go through me to go there with this connection. They keep it very sacred. So here we go. If you have any animals or pets that you want to bring aboard to have healings, just think of them right now in your consciousness. And we're going to go up to the lightship right now. You're going up through a beautiful white light tunnel. And now you're going into the transporter room. This is where they scan you to see what type of life form you are. Remember, there's all different types of life forms that come to the creation lightship for the ascension process. So they're doing a DNA monitoring on you, seeing what you are, what your problems are with your body. And now you're going into the orientation room. This is where you're a complete free choice to select your doctor teams. You can be there as long as you need to be. Remember, you're taken out of time. And the way that works, remember, you're a vibration, and you're always being turned on and off and on and off and on and off, just like the lights in your house. Although you don't know that the lights are turned off, but they always seem to be on as far as your perception. But when you're not here, this is when you're taken to the light ship. And they stretch time out, and you become into time, which is what they're manifesting out there. So you're in their time, and their time is a lot more than ours. So you just got through picking your doctor teams. Each team is three male doctors normally. And we're going to go into a room. First of all, they want us to do a facial. So this is a very special gift. The females come forward, and they are going to do a facial with us for probably about 10 minutes. So just kind of relax. You may feel your cheeks suck in a little bit. Sometimes your face becomes a little moistier. The pores can shrink slightly. And you may look a lot more vibrant after this process here. And normally your face will emit light off of it. So you want to check in the mirror after you're done with this session tonight. And then also the beautiful light being on your monitor screen will be activated for half an hour after we close the call down here. So you can still utilize her. Then she'll leave in a half an hour. So they're doing a facial on you. Like I said, you may feel your cheeks suck in. You might feel your skin getting a little softer. We're going into another room. This is a nice room where they can help to relieve some of our physical body pain from us. So again, you want to request your healings. Remember, the light always sees you as being perfect. So if you have a problem, that's the profession that they see you in right now, and you want to change that profession to something else, so you want to talk about it to them inside of your head, and you want to have a new type of reality and perfection. So this is all that you're doing. And we'll bring in a nice divine energy for you to experience in your living room right now. We'll bring in the energy of Mother Mary. And so here she comes, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, you should feel a little more relaxed now, and you can ask Mother Mary, should be in your heart center still, for spiritual guidance and maybe some wisdom, maybe some healings, whatever feels right to you. And she's here now to help you. We're going to go into another room. This one, I don't believe I have done this before on this conference call. We're going to go into their centrifuge room. And this is a very, very special room. The walls in this room are, it's a circular room with a dome ceiling. The walls are about 3 inches wide with mirrors on it. There's mirrors on the wall. And they're 3 inches wide. They go from floor to ceiling. And on the very ceiling, as you look up, you're going to see many, many light rays shining down around you and through you, kind of like a kaleidoscope of colors. And the room is now starting to turn, to spin. And it's spinning clockwise as you look at it. And what we're going to do is bring in the energy of lack. And this lack energy is a pretty heavy energy at first. And this energy is going to take away negative patterns that you have, negative thought patterns, addictions, etc. So if you have anything like that, and you may have one or two maybe, just think of these things right now, and I'll bring the lack energy in. Like I said, at first it'll feel kind of heavy and dense, but believe me, it's your best friend. And this will start to take away from you these negative habit patterns and thought forms and addictions. So Like I said, this is a very special healing. We're doing this tonight. So the room is spinning, and if you're very psychic or you're on the ship watching, in real time, you're going to actually see these thought forms leave your body. They could leave your head. They could leave any place in your body where they're stored. And we're starting right now. So here comes the lack energy. So stronger, 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 stronger. This will take about 3 minutes here. Stronger. Just sit back and relax. Stronger, stronger. Keep thinking your thoughts. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There. And you should start to feel these energies leaving you. And just ask them to leave as this beautiful energy to take them away from you. The lack energy is the energy that knows about these energies. And they're not leaving you. We're going to go into another location on the light ship right now. And you're still being worked with these extra energies. Each room you're still in. We're going into the beautiful swimming pool, which is the liquid light energy water. And beautiful light beings are here coming into the water with you. And these light beings are manifested as a frog. And so they're going to go to whatever planet they need to go to become a frog. And they're showing up here now as frogs. So you have three beautiful frogs and be swimming around you. They're very playful. And ask for healings from these beautiful frog light beings. And how are you doing, Sylvia?
Oh, I'm doing very good. I really enjoy these different rooms. I love that... the one with the centrifuge room and the LAC, and I've also had some really great healings with the frogs before when we did on your conference call with the water charging, the water activation with the pool with the frogs. It was very, very strong, and I really, really like their beautiful, playful energy too, but they're very powerful healers.
Yes, uh-huh. So we just sit with these energies here, if you like, for a little bit here. Remember, each room is unique to yourself. There's no other people in the room but you. Everyone has their own doctors. You never mix energies with anybody else. And these are all light beam energies. This is your first incarnation, and you're on the creation light ship. And after the ascension process, after the universe becomes dematerialized and reforms again instantly, and they're going to go to where they need to go to for the next incarnation. People ask me and say, well, are there any other beings up there like the Arcturians or the Pleiades? Yes, there are beings like that here on the light ship. And they do healings also. But this would be their first cause energy. So they haven't really became incorporated with a particular race of people yet. So there's still light beams. So we're going to now go to another room. This room is the beautiful crystal healing room. This one is a little different than most of them. This one is about a 20-foot diameter room. And there's a lot of quartz crystals in there that I'm seeing. They look like quartz anyway. They're clear. And they're very beautiful. And there's a lot of clusters in there. I see double terminated crystals all over the place, so this will be a very nice experience. So this is a quartz room, clear quartz, and they want us to go into the room where they have amethyst. So first we're going to go into the clear quartz room here. and we're levitating. And again, you want to request your healing. Remember, the light only sees you in perfection continuously. You have to ask for healings to indicate that you want to change your perfection to something else. Okay? And you're in this room right now. We're going to bring in the quartz energy into your living room right now, or your bedroom, wherever you are. And here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There you go. For myself, I feel very electric right now. How do you feel, Sylvia?
Well, I feel actually very, you know, like a balanced energy. I have a lot of energy, but it's not jarring or anything like that. It's very, like all the cells are in my body are alive, and but it's a very calm feeling as well.
Yep, I'm buzzing. So they want to bring us into the amethyst room. Very, very beautiful. So we're going to this room here next. And, boy, this is just very nice. So we're in this room. I hope we have some seers online who can actually see this. It's phenomenal. It's almost breathtaking.
Beautiful color right now.
Yeah, so we're in this room now. Again, it's very large in diameter, like going into a crystal geode. And, again, we're levitating. And we're going to bring in this beautiful amethyst energy into your room right now. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. Boy, this is something. Stronger, 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 stronger. I'm going to keep going here to really give the people the experience here. Stronger, 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 stronger. They want some more, so what the light shift is, give some more energy. So here it goes. Stronger, 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 stronger. I'm already over amped, so here we go. Stronger, 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 stronger. My body's heating up. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Boy.
Woo-hoo. Oh, I feel like I'm about to vibrate off the planet, or maybe I already have. My whole head and skin and everything is tingling and buzzing, and just, wow, it's really something else.
Yeah, so we'll just stay at this energy here, and wow. I don't know what else to say here.
They're really outdoing themselves tonight, I think. It's really a special night of healing. I just am in awe of what they're doing.
So if any of you wonder if crystals heal or not, they definitely do. These are all conscious beings on the light ship, and they're helping you with your healing. So I just feel so great and like so blessed, and this beautiful energy coming in from the light being. This heart energy, well, this is really, really nice. So I guess we'll start to come back now. Our time's about over here. So this hour show goes by like a blink of an eye. And we're probably out of time most of the time. That's why it goes by so fast. Remember, when you're in the divine flow, time goes by so quickly. So here we go. And we're going to go into the orientation room where we're thanking the doctor teams for working with us this evening. And now we're having our animals and our pets come to us. And we're going into the transporter room. And this is where these beautiful light beings are going to be blessing us with this beautiful cocoon of energy This is a healing cocoon, which will be with you in your auric field for the next 5 days, so you can request additional healings. And it will normally work with what they've worked with you on the light ship. I've had people call me up saying that they all of a sudden had a headache happen, and they would ask the cocoon energy for healing, and it'd go away instantly. And they weren't working with you with that on the light ship, but they will ask, and it takes it away. I mean, it's incredible. So anyway, it's with you right now, and your pets and animals are with you, and they're putting around you this beautiful cocoon of light frequency energy, transport energy, and you're coming back down right now, and now you're here. Okay. So, this concludes our evening tonight, and I do love getting emails. You can email me at healing@creationlightship.com. I love reading them and hearing about your experiences on board the lightship. And give me a call also, if you like. My phone number is listed there on Don's page here for me. So any other things we need to talk about, Sylvia?
Oh, well, I would just say that, mention that you do individual private healings as well. Over the phone and conference call healing sessions. So if you are interested in working with Ron on those, go ahead and give him a call or an email. And other than that, I just say thank you so much for being with us, and many blessings to all of you. And I hope you have a beautiful night and rest of your weekend as you stay in this wonderful cocoon energy space that the lightship has created for you. Hope you enjoyed all of your healings tonight, and much love to all of you.
Okay, so we're signing off, so blessings to all of you, and we have a show tomorrow night also at 9 o'clock on the daytime program, 9 o'clock in the evening, Pacific Standard Time. So thank you for being aboard here, and we'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.